This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Dial toll free to join us here on the radio and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to call us there, is lrn.fm. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which allows you to get on the air with us and sound better than, I think, both phone and the Skype. So if you want to hop into Discord, just jump over to discord.lrn.fm. You can get started there. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up, a cop versus an alleged speeder. And why is this newsworthy? Well, Conan, you say the video is pretty interesting. I have not seen nor heard it yet.
I've got audio from both sides, and I think that it's good conversation. Good conversation starter. I'd like to hear from our listeners to see where they stand on who they think was telling the truth.
We'll have you do a setup on that for us in a little bit. But we're actually going to start tonight with some news out of Seattle.
Yeah, and this is actually a follow-up to something that we covered on a Thursday a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so this is completely news to me. It's the first time I've heard about this.
Yeah.
This is the same city, by the way, where they had the $15 minimum wage.
Oh, yeah, that's fight working, for 15.
It's working great, right?
Yeah. Where businesses have, like, closed down and left town because of it.
Not only that, but some of the employees have requested fewer hours because I'm no longer getting as much on the food stamps as I was before you wound up raising my pay by $3 an hour. So can you, like, cut me a little bit?
So the increased pay got them disqualified from some of their welfare.
Yes.
What you're saying.
Yeah. And then there's also been other studies that show that the average employee just winds up making less money now because on average hours are being cut. Just across the board.
Right, because businesses, as we talked about with the minimum wage, have to, you know, have to make cuts somewhere.
Right.
It's either cut the hours of the employees, cut the employees entirely, cut the product quality, or increase your prices.
More robots.
Right.
More
now,
robots.
Yeah. Now, in a bid to try to fix the city's housing problem, the Seattle City Council wound up passing through the so-called Amazon tax that, for some reason, Conan was calling it a head count.
Everywhere I've seen it,
I've heard
it's head tax.
Right, head tax. You were calling it a head count, which is something different. Head count is where you just count numbers of heads.
Yeah, I said head count tax. And it's not just...
You didn't say tax.
And it's not just Amazon.
He is now.
Right.
It's not just Amazon. It's like 600 companies in Seattle.
I didn't say it was just Amazon. I said it's being referred to as the Amazon tax because Amazon is the largest employer in the city of Seattle.
Bigger than the city itself? Like, usually
like
in a lot of places,
more money?
The city, like, the city government is a, you know, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, employer. So Amazon actually has more employees.
Or it might be the largest private employer. I've seen it listed as both, and I've not actually run the numbers to verify one way or the other. But what it does is it winds up for all businesses that have annual revenue over $20 million, and I've not actually read the ordinance to know if that means $20 million only within the city limits of Seattle or $20 million.
Yeah, how would you? I mean, it would be hard to calculate
globally. And also, I'm not sure if it applies only to the employees that work in the city of Seattle or if it's all employees. But in either case, not a good piece of legislation.
So what happens for the 20? So they have to qualify.
Right. So it's slightly better than what was originally proposed. The original proposal was $500 per year per employee.
So the company would pay the city of Seattle
$500
per year per employee, and you're not sure whether that's every employee they've got everywhere or in the city of Seattle only.
Correct.
Okay.
What wound up, that was what was proposed. What wound up passing was $275. So,
oh, great. So you only get stabbed half as much.
Well, they knew that the $500 wouldn't fly. There were some city councils who were not going to vote for it. So they reduced the mayor wanted 250.
You're always going to ask 275. High, right? You got to ask high.
Yeah,
so right. So article from Reason about this says we're not even halfway through the year 2018, but this year's winner of the Chutzpah Award.
I believe is how that's pronounced.
Okay, it's got a C and an H.
It does.
Should Chipotle. Probably go to
different. I think chutzpah is a Jewish word, uh-huh, and Chipotle would be Spanish.
But a C, though. I'll go with the C. Go ahead, Daryl.
Whatever that award is, the Big Balls Award.
Well, that's what it means, yeah.
Should probably go to Kashama Sawant, a member of the Seattle City Council. On Monday, the city slapped large companies with a new employee head tax to address the homelessness problem. Amazon employees, more than 45,000 residents, or rather, Amazon employees, more than 45,000 residents, and will have to cough up millions for the privilege of doing so. It recently suspended construction of a new downtown office tower while the council deliberated.
Oh, interesting. So Amazon, who does have a bit of a history of being willing to pull out of an entire state if the state targets it or targets it for, or its new taxes seem to have an effect on Amazon, and they say, well, if it's worth it, we'll just go ahead and build our facility in another place where they're not screwing us.
Sawant.
Or overseas.
That too.
Well, I don't think they have distribution facilities overseas.
Not for the United States overseas,
right.
But they certainly do for
I'm thinking other companies who are...
Right, no, we're talking about Amazon.
Yeah, but other companies can get away with it. Like I said, it's 600 companies, so Starbucks is probably doing... Starbucks is also
They can certainly move their headquarters wherever they want
Amazon suspended construction of a facility downtown Seattle.
And right. now they've...
They didn't say we're moving this facility to China.
Not yet.
Sawant called this extortion.
No, wait. Was Sawant the government guy?
Sawant is the city councilor.
Okay, got it.
Who called Amazon suspending construction extortion. Reason says, this is a little bit like the guy who kills his parents and then pleads mercy because he's an orphan. Only worse, it's more like a guy who kills his parents and then in court accuses the parents of having murdered him.
Well, what it is it's projection. I mean, this government goon is projecting upon Amazon what the government's actually doing, which is extortion.
Right.
Meaning that if you want to keep operating in this territory, we are going to demand this amount of money. It's completely arbitrary. It was going to be $500 per person. Now it's $275. We're doing you a favor to allow you to continue to have a building and have people come into it to do a productive thing, unlike the government, which does almost nothing that's productive.
But it's for the homeless, Ian, and Amazon has so much money. They're so rich.
And Seattle does have a problem with homelessness. More than 11,000 people in that city have no place to live. Some people have actually tried to blame Amazon, claiming that, quote,
the robot.
Since 2010, when Amazon opened its first headquarters in the South Lake Union area of Seattle, housing costs have skyrocketed.
Yep, cost of living has gone through the roof since they moved in.
But while Amazon's growth might have exacerbated housing costs, it hardly started
the spike. Hold on, before you go on here. Clearly, it's not just Amazon, but if indeed there's a high demand on a thing that has a very low supply, let's presume housing here is not being built.
They're not building them fast enough.
Right. Blame the government for that, because I guarantee you the city of Seattle and the state of Washington also, they together have probably tremendously burdensome requirements on construction projects and making it difficult to acquire and build on land without paying all kinds of bribes and fees and applications.
Even
and all that.
And I'm going to call it a town that we live in because basically we live in a town.
The city of
a
Keene.
Town with a city council.
They had something on their Facebook a couple weeks ago reminding people that if you build a structure that is more than 125 square feet, you need building permits and this and that and all kinds of other things. So basically, you want to build some tiny houses for homeless people to live in? Sorry, you can't do that because you need permits. And the permitting process, it isn't necessarily easy.
And you better make sure that you're building it in the right zone.
Now, I'll tell you one thing.
Because that could be a problem as well. And by the way, they do the same thing with the stupid dog permits.
You've got to get a permit to build a dog?
To have one.
So I guarantee you, not having actually looked at the city's permitting process, because I've never bothered to pull a damn permit here in Keene for anything, I guarantee you it is harder to build something in the city of Seattle than it is in Little Keene,
New Hampshire. Move to Houston.
Probably.
There's more coming up here in moments. There's more to the story here from Reason on the headcount tax that is now hitting Seattle. It's been approved. This thing passed, you said, yesterday, sometime this week.
Yeah.
855-450-3 if you want to comment or bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever you want. We are talking about, I don't know if this is like the first time something like this has ever happened. It's definitely the first time I've ever heard of it, where the city of Seattle has now passed a headcount tax, meaning that the companies that are worth more than $20 billion, was it $20 million?
No, no, no. $20 million annual revenue.
Right. The companies with more than $20 million in annual revenue, which isn't hard for a successful company to reach. So this is going to qualify probably thousands of businesses.
600.
I guess. 600?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this isn't the first time Seattle has done this. They had one in the past.
Really?
And they gave it up for whatever reason because it was actually stifling growth.
Right, and this one has a five-year, it sunsets in 5 years, so it's a temporary tax.
So maybe that's what happened to the last one. It also had a sunset date that they just didn't bring back for whatever reason. So that's what we're discussing now, but of course you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Also, I do want you to know about Zencash. We've talked a lot about cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, and we love it. Crypto is an amazing thing, and the thing is it can be a little overwhelming because there's a lot of different options out there. I mean, everybody knows about Bitcoin, or at least a lot of people know about Bitcoin at this point,
right?
Because it's been around for almost a decade. But not a lot of people know about Zencash because it's one of the newbies. It's one of the new kids on the block. It started in 2017. Why should you care? Well, if you love freedom and you care about privacy, Zencash is one of the best options out there. In fact, it's got some of the best technology available, the zero-knowledge anonymity, which, of course, you know, anybody can have these days because all these projects are open source. Anybody can copy whatever tech they want, which is pretty cool. But on top of that, so not only do they have some of the best privacy technology, but they also have the voluntarist founding, meaning that people who believe in voluntarism actually created this particular crypto. So people who understand voluntary interaction, people who understand economics, who love freedom, they're the ones who are behind Zencash. So go to Zencash.com. You can learn more about it there. Once again, that's Zencash.com. As we continue here, Daryl, you're sharing a story from Reason.com, kind of outlining what's going on in Seattle. The claim is there's a problem with homeless,
right?
So therefore, they need to tax employers who are fairly successful to the point of $270 per employee. $275 per employee.
Per year.
Per year.
And they're actually blaming Amazon for this problem because the cost of living is skyrocketing.
And they're claiming that's happening because Amazon has had all these hirees or whatever who want to move to the area.
Apparently that's part of the claim. The article here continues. Mike Rosenberg, the Seattle Times real estate reporter, noted recently that the population of King County, of which Seattle is the county seat, has grown 26% since the year 2000.
That's pretty significant.
That's a boom town.
Yeah.
For many decades, the median number of people for every home on the market had been around 230. He says, but today the area has more than 1,000 people for every home on the market. So demand has skyrocketed.
1,000 people? I don't understand. What was that number? What were those numbers?
It says, for many decades, the median number of people.
The median number of people. Meaning half more than that, half
correct.
Less than that.
Of people for every home on the market, meaning
for each house that is up for sale. Oh, okay.
For decades, that number was 230. It is now 1,000.
Now, is that also that may also include rentals, right? Because not everybody wants to buy a house.
This says home on the market.
Oh, on the market. Okay, gotcha.
Which means houses for sale.
There's a rental market too, but
correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people talk about we have a housing crisis, they talk about the number of houses that are available for purchase.
Because a lot of places, it's hard to sell a house.
Yes.
You're saying there's tremendous competition there. There already was tremendous competition, and now it's 1,000 people, so four times as many people.
1,000 people for every house that is on the market.
So there's like bidding wars, basically, for
That's what it sounds like. And
to put it in perspective, there are 8,000 homes in Keene. And there's of a population of 23,000. So not,
right, but
not,
how
not
many,
a problem.
But how many homes are currently on the market?
Yeah, they're not talking about how many are
occupied.
They're
not talking about the number of houses. This is how many are on the market. You could go slap down some money and buy that house.
Okay, there are about 300 on the market right now. Well, about 200 on the market in Keene.
The question here is how many are competing. You're saying that 250 number to 1,000 is the number of people competing to buy every house on the market?
No, that is the number of people in the county for the number of houses that are on the market. I don't know if that's the number of people that are trying to buy the house. It doesn't say
that. I'm still confused by that. Let's just move on. I don't know what that means.
But the point is that demand for housing has skyrocketed, but supply has remained short. Thanks to Seattle's own policies.
Of course.
69% of the city's residential properties are single-family homes. For comparison, the city of Boston, the comparable figure is 14%.
Whoa.
In Brooklyn, it's 20.
Meaning that in the Boston and Brooklyn markets, there's a lot of urban apartments, not single-family homes.
Well, there could be duplexes, there could be apartments, mm-hmm. Are a lot of things other than single-family dwelling.
Yeah.
It says this is because the vast bulk of Seattle's residential land is zoned for single-family homes rather than apartments, condos, etc. As Rosenberg explains, quote, under the current laws, expanded housing is essentially banned in those areas because only single-family homes are allowed and there's no room left to build anymore.
Right. You can't build a condominium. They won't let you.
Yes.
You could, in theory, if there was freedom to do with your property what you wanted, you could actually just build a large, you know, multi-storied building and concentrate people in an area. But these brilliant city planners in Seattle decided apparently some point in the past that they just wanted to have suburban areas with, you know, homes and yards and white picket fences.
Right. And, you know, we don't know what their definition in Seattle is of single-family home, but we know...
It ain't a condo.
But we know in Keene you're not allowed to have more than four unrelated people live in a single-family.
Well, that's true. And also, in Keene, they won't let you build larger than a four-story building.
Right.
And so there's just...
Or have a sign in your yard.
Yeah, there's just stupid
rules
about that.
Right, so I'm just pointing out that, you know, even if somebody is renting a... four-bedroom house, they might not be able to have more than four people living in that house.
Yeah.
Which, again,
standard.
Increases the demand and reduces the supply. This concentrates multifamily properties, apartments, and the like in a few isolated areas that are left, creating a bidding war for those living quarters as well.
Wow.
An article in Huffington Post cites research by Zillow, which suggests that for every 5% hike in the real estate rates, in Seattle, 258 people become homeless. Moreover, rents rose almost three times that much just last year. Three times the 5% hike. So rent went up 15%. In the last year in Seattle. The obvious sensible solution to a spike in demand would entail letting supply rise to meet it. Relax zoning and other forms of restrictive regulations to allow denser multifamily buildings in more places around the city. So, of course, Seattle's leaders have decided they should tax Amazon instead. They can use the money for
and
affordable housing
companies.
Efforts, or at least that's the theory.
600 companies are going to qualify for this. So just to be clear, it's not just Amazon. That they're
right.
Getting. There's more.
There is more.
And I've pulled up Zillow, by the way, for the Seattle market, and let's see how low these... Because we've looked at Detroit before, where it's like a wasteland of properties, and this should be the opposite. We'll come back with more here on Free Talk Live. If you want to comment, join us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, so we're talking about the disaster in Seattle where, you know, there's a lot of things you can talk about with Seattle, but tonight. It's the new law that has gone into effect or will be going into effect shortly since it's been passed now by the city council.
Next year in January.
That will require all companies with over $20 million in annual revenue to pay per head, per employee
yes.
that they have. And it's not yet determined whether that's only those working in Seattle or outside, but presumably it would be those inside, but who knows
right.
How greedy the city council has been here, to pay $275 per person per year to the city. And this is supposedly money that's going to somehow magically alleviate the homeless problems.
Oh, no.
Right, because
they've already admitted, city council has already admitted that it won't fix the problem. The mayor already came out and says, no, this $50 million is going to help out a whole lot, but it's not going to fix the problem.
It's going to, what I read a couple days ago was it would be enough to build 591 dwellings. And again, they have 11,000 homeless people in the city of Seattle. But again, as has been pointed out, it's the city's policies that have prevented the amount of housing to wind up being increased. Again, 69% of the dwellings in Seattle are single family.
Prices are a signal in the marketplace, right? Like if you are able to sell a lot of land, as we're looking at here, Conan, we're on Zillow.com right now looking at the Seattle listings. If you're able to sell a 5,000 square foot lot of land for $200,000 with no house on it.
Nothing on it.
how large was that plot?
5,000, about 4,400, 4,500 square feet.
That's not a lot at all.
No, it's not. There's another one here, which is 0.3 acres, which would be a little bit larger than this plot of land here that we're on. This is about a tenth of an acre here at the Free Talk Live studios. That's $189,000. So just for the land itself, with no house whatsoever on it, for those numbers, when you see a high number like that, people in business see an opportunity. My God, look at the numbers people are paying for houses and land in Seattle. Let's go there and build some houses for people.
Zoning.
Oh, no, you can't do that. There's a city government there, and they believe they know what's best for you, so they're going to tell you, you can't build that unless you build exactly what they say you're allowed to build on that plot of land that they've determined is certain things are allowed to be built if you pay enough fees and bribes and jump through all of the bureaucratic hoops.
Right, and some of those bureaucratic hoops are you have to have inspections before you build anything. Every time you basically put
every
a nail
step
through a piece of wood and put it in, oh, that looks like it could be a wall.
Which, by the way,
you got to inspect that.
Which, by the way, and I get a lot of flack for this when I talk about doing away with code enforcement here in Keene.
It needs
as part of my campaign bullets. And let me be clear, though, I don't mean to get rid of those inspections. I just mean to get it out of city's hands and to let the insurance companies and your mortgage owner, your lender, that should be between the owner, the mortgager, and and your insurance companies. Because this is a very important thing, by the way, because I purchased a home here in Keene where the old man had done a lot of adjustments.
Without a permit, right?
Well, yeah. And they were, let me tell you, I'm still cleaning up the mess. There was the first thing I did was very dangerous, by the way. It was very dangerous to the people living in the home and to the home itself. And that was one of the first things I did was took a carport off that was hanging off the side of the building. So, yeah, there are people out there who need, they need some regulation, but it doesn't need to be the city doing it.
Yeah, well, the marketplace can provide regulations.
Right.
If you want to have a home insured, then the insurance company may require you to build it to a specific specifications. Now, by the way, I am looking here again, as I said, at Zillow.com, which is not an advertiser on the show, but they're a great site for looking for houses. Here's probably one of the best deals right now, at least as far as price is concerned, because, again, if you start looking, I'm looking at less than $500,000 in the first two pages, if you
are all property.
Price, it's all just land. But there is a boat. So you can get a one-bedroom, one-bath, 240-square-foot cabin on the South Lake Union for $145,000.
Continuing on, naturally, Amazon and other companies, including Zillow, object to being asked to solve a problem they did not create.
Yeah.
So Amazon pushed pause on a construction project that would provide workspace for another 7,000 employees. For this, it has been the subject to protests and accused of extortion, holding the city hostage, and hardball tactics. Well, Amazon is already doing a great deal to fend off homelessness. For starters, it employs tens of thousands of people, thereby providing them with steady income for which they can either pay a mortgage or rent. On top of that, Amazon has given millions to the city's Affordable Housing Fund and millions more to two organizations that help the homeless, to which city officials say, yeah, but what have you done for us lately? But more to the point, if Amazon declines to pay the tax, the city will take it to court. If Amazon continues not to pay, then it could be subject to liens on its property and eventually seizure by the city. Some people, such as actor Wesley Snipes, have even served jail time in prison for failing to pay their taxes, but it's not clear if Amazon officers would face similar jeopardy over the head tax.
Comparing one actor all by his lonesome to Amazon.
Wait. Why would Amazon be subjected to prison?
For not paying this fine.
It says we don't know. Well, if they don't... Apparently, according to what was passed by the city, it says if you don't pay, we'll take your property. But it's not clear what happens if they wind up saying you're not taking our property. Does somebody go to prison?
You know what?
Usually, that's what happens. Those guns will come.
Does reason get into the constitutionality of this move, and if it's even legal? Because if I understand correctly, Oregon is a home rule state.
Well,
if it's home rule, then that means that cities can do whatever the hell they want.
Well, first of all, that's Oregon. This is Washington.
Okay, well, that
would
help.
But still, home rule means that municipalities have a great deal of latitude on what they can do. If there is not home rule, then you can only do those things that the legislature says you can do. Continuing on a couple more paragraphs here, it says extortion is simply obtaining money through force or the threat of force. So if anybody is practicing extortion, in this case, it's the city, not Amazon. Amazon is not threatening anyone with force, and it isn't demanding money from anyone else.
They're just saying we might leave.
At least not in Seattle. The company has shameless gold digging for, or rather shamelessly gold digging for a second headquarters known as HQ2, but that's another story entirely.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon is not an innocent corporation. I'm sure they've done all kinds of things with governments to get tax breaks or whatever. And
that's a good point, by the way.
Which, of course, forces everybody else to make up the difference. And so,
right.
I mean, by no means are we lauding Amazon here for everything that they do, but in this case, they, like all the other businesses with over $20 million, in annual revenue who will be affected by this very same tax, they're not going to commit civil disobedience. They're not going to refuse to pay the tax. They're either going to pay the tax,
right,
or they're going to pay the tax while they plan to move their headquarters and then move their headquarters to a city where they're not going to be hit with a head tax.
Well, this goes in place January 1, I think, 2020, so they might wind up making HQ2 HQ1 and just getting the hell out of Seattle.
Make HQ2 bigger and shut down HQ1 and then sell it on that sweet, sweet real estate market, man. Boom!
I know just this year they were going around the country looking for their new operation, their new place of business.
Yeah, they've not yet announced where they're going.
And even New Hampshire was looking for that bid.
Yeah, New Hampshire put in a joint bid with the city of Boston.
And there's no telling what types of handshake deals they were going to hand out to Amazon as far as tax breaks and as far as, you know.
Here's free stuff.
Yeah, here's free stuff.
You want to weigh in? You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Today, Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security is a very easy-to-use system, very easy-to-install home security system or small office security. You don't want to probably use it in a very large facility like an Amazon warehouse, but if you've got a relatively small office, you could use it there too. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. In fact, I think I heard that Amazon bought Blink.
Yes.
A little while back.
Yes, they did.
So blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's how good they thought this was. They wanted it to be one of their Amazon brands, basically. So they
right. And I've heard speculation, and you know, this is complete speculation, that because Amazon's doing some of the delivery where Amazon will actually be delivering packages.
Like with the drone or whatever?
Or
like an Amazon delivery man.
That's Amazon right. Delivery
fleet,
man.
Right? They're coming up with a fleet.
Right. Okay. That, you know, they might
in the
want...
big cities.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not going to be to the guy that lives 5 hours right. from anything in the middle of Wyoming.
Yeah. Or to Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, we're not 5 hours from things, but still not big enough to wind up doing the, you know,
nobody's driving here from Boston to deliver to Keene.
Right. But the speculation is that they would have the Blink as basically, here's proof of delivery, because you have the camera sitting by the door, and then we drop the package, because whenever anything moves in front of the camera, it winds up snapping pictures and video.
So that's what Blink does. It does detect motion and will send you video of what has happened in front of it to your smartphones. You can monitor what's going on in your home, even if you're not around, and take whatever actions you need to about that. So blinkprotect.com/FTL gets you 15% off of 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus that 15% off by using URL blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so we've been talking about the Seattle headcount tax that is going into effect in January of next year. It's going to affect all the companies with
2020.
Oh, sorry, 2020. So you got.
I thought it was 19.
Somebody said 2020 earlier, I think. So.
What we covered a couple of weeks ago said 2020, and my question was, well, if this is such a brilliant idea, make it effective yesterday.
Well, whatever they're whenever it is, it's going to be right at some point in the near future. Unless there's a way to overturn it, Conan, you found something about a potential action at the state level that might do that. But I did want to highlight another winner of a property here from Zillow.com. This is one of the bottom pack of more affordable properties in the city of Seattle at 8449 Grattan Place South. For a mere $280,000, you can be the proud new owner of a two-bed, one-bath, 1,150-square-foot shack. Yes, this is a beautiful shack with stains all over the outside of the building. The roof looks like it's in semi-old condition. There's a door that's just kind of hanging off the front porch with a no trespassing sign on it. And by the way, they didn't bother to even take a photo inside of this thing.
Yeah, it looks like it's straight out of a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
It's creepy.
It's about to fall down.
It is just absolutely awful. And
I would suspect that you are not purchasing that lot for the house. You are purchasing it for the real estate underneath it.
In that particular case, you're probably right, because they're describing it as a fixer, which, of course, means it is a mess. And it's so bad, they didn't even want to show you the inside of this house. Only $280,000 right now in Seattle.
I'll buy three.
Yeah, I'm joking.
There's
not even, you couldn't possibly buy three of these of this home in Seattle. There's hardly anything available, and there's, what is available is very, very expensive.
And we're just talking about real estate. I mean, we're not talking about the cost of food and gas and, you know, whatever.
Sure.
There's a lot of other things that you need to survive, not just a roof over your head.
Now, Conan, did you say just before the break, or the break ended there, you were talking about some kind of story about a state representative that's...
And I'm sure there'll be more who'll be stepping up to the plate, but I was concerned with a city being able to do something of this size and magnitude to its people. And yes, Washington is home rule, so the city of, they can get away with a lot. But this particular senator, Mark Schosler, believes that they can't get away with it. He's actually drafted a bill. A very, very simple bill that would prevent cities, municipalities from doing this type of nonsense. But he, quote, he says the Seattle City Council wants to tax anything and everything, but they forget that they only get their power to tax from the state constitution and the legislature. Neither of these has given the city the ability to penalize its largest employers for the thousands of jobs they bring to Washington. My bill, and I'll get into that in a second, will make it explicitly clear that it is illegal for cities to impose a tax based on the number of employees, their wages, or their hours. The council is completely oblivious to what it takes to keep their job creators in our state. Socialist council members swant.
Hold on. Wasn't this a tax that's based on the revenue of the business? He said he wants to stop them from basing it on the number of employees and a couple of other things.
Their wages or their hours, and it only affects employers over $20 million.
Right, so... large employers have to pay a tax based on, and the way they've actually written it, there is a formula for the wages, but it works out to somebody that works 40 hours a week. And, you know, however much winds up, it's $275 per year. So an
employee that's there for 10 hours a week is maybe not going to be subject to this particular tax?
No. All employees... for businesses that are large enough.
So it's not based on the number of employees.
Based on their money that they make.
It's based on the amount of wages that they earn.
The wages, okay.
And there's a maximum cap of... So let's say that, Ian, you make $1,000 an hour. They're not going to wind up, you know, applying that money past the cap of $275. But somebody that makes minimum wage and works 40 hours a week, at the end of the year, that employee would have wound up, the business would have to pay the full $275 on them because that's the way the formula works.
And by the way, we were talking about the number of employees that we're actually talking about. They expect to make close to $50 million off of this.
The city.
At $275 a head, that would be $182,000. 1,000 employees.
So wait, I'm still confused, Daryl. Are you saying that somebody who makes a lot of money, that the company's not subject, that person is not subject to the tax, but somebody who makes a little bit of money is?
No, that's not what I said.
I made $1,000.
There's a cap.
Okay.
And cap means you're not going to pay more than $275
right,
for your employee. So it doesn't matter if the employee makes $1,000 an hour.
Okay, I thought you said I wasn't
$10
an
hour. Okay. No, the $1,000.
Right, it's $275 flat. Is there a lower amount that they
no,
would pay?
It's $275
per.
No, there is a lower amount. It's a certain amount per hour per employee.
Okay.
But if somebody is minimum wage and works 40 hours,
yeah,
it would hit $275.
But if they're minimum wage and work 10 hours, it might only be $150.
Right, and the employer would have to pay that, but I was reading something from Huffington Post that they've worked something out to where the first 3 years it's a flat fee, and then the calculations come into play. But they're basing the $275 based on the calculations that kick in in that third year.
Senator Skosler goes on to say, the city council is completely oblivious to what it takes to keep job creators in our state.
Yeah, these aren't business people. They're bureaucrats. Politicians.
Socialist council member Sawant has convinced a majority to grab money it isn't legally allowed to take. It will not stand. It will be revoked by the legislator if a court doesn't do it first. And so his bill simply says, a city or town may not impose a tax measured by employee wages, employee hours, or the number of employment positions, which is initially enacted on this date.
And so
this bill doesn't exist yet.
If they change the tax so if this bill goes through and gets passed, then the city of Seattle is like, well, we can't do it by how much they make, so we'll just do it a flat tax across the board for every employee. It doesn't matter if they're 10-hour a week, 40-hour a week. Doesn't matter if they're minimum wage or $30 an hour. It's just going to be a flat fee per employee. That would still get around this legislation. They could still do something if they wanted to.
Right, and I want to point out that this senator calling Kashama Sawant a socialist, that's not him being derogatory. She actually is a member of the Socialist
Party.
Alternative.
Card carrier.
Wow.
And, yeah, so she admits to being a socialist, and she is the first open socialist who won a citywide election in Seattle since 1916.
And by the way,
when Anna Louise Strong was elected to the school board.
Take a look at these guys. The very, very diverse group of council members. I think the city council here in Keene would be envious. They're always talking about how they need more diversity. And Seattle, Washington's got it.
Let's open the number. 855-450-FREE. We got plenty of time. If you want to weigh in on this, you're certainly welcome to. You can also bring up anything that you want. Plus, coming up, Conan, you had a police controversy that we've got some audio for from the actual traffic stop involved. That's all on the way. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.